I'm joined by Tammy McCoy. She is the executive director of both the Arts Center of Burlington and the Burlington Capitol Theater. She joins me. We talk each month about events that are coming up in the month ahead, and we're talking about August, which is happening soon. And last time we talked, Tammy, we were kind of like, I guess, sort of anticipating that things would be gradually changing and that we would be seeing more normal than we were seeing in June and July. But it looks like things are kind of like, I'm not sure stagnant the right word, Tammy, but they haven't changed a lot, have they?
Yeah, I think instead of more normal, we're going to our new normal.
Okay. And it seems like, and we were just talking before we went on, it seems like it's been the longest time. I know it's 5 months, but it seems like it's been much longer than that, doesn't it?
It does. I was saying earlier, it seems like 5 years.
Anyway, you do have, now you're making do. I guess that's what, the best way to put it. You make do. You do the best you can under the circumstances in the new normal. And you do have stuff going on. You've got in a main gallery and a mini gallery, and you've got some special, presentations there, right?
We do. In our main gallery, starting in August, so next week, we have a welder artist, Joe Peters, who will be joining us. He will have some sculptures and some things that we have hanging on the wall, so definitely need to stop by and take a look. We will not have an artist reception, but his work will be on display for the entire month of August. And then in the mini gallery, which is that little space between the gallery and the artist market, David Garrison's student development program, which is his art students that David is teaching, and it's a sampling of their work, and you will be very impressed. They have all done it. It's an amazing exhibit.
And you've got and there's what? David Garrison mural for Divine Mercy Parish is going on in August, right?
Yeah, upstairs in our mezzanine gallery, David Garrison was commissioned by the Divine Mercy Parish to do some murals for them. They are quite large. He almost couldn't get them in the door. he will have that on display in the mezzanine gallery from August 1st through August 15th. And then starting August 17th through September 30th, we have a Modern Quilt Guild exhibit going up in that same space.
Okay, and you do have a number of other things. One thing is Summer Art Camp to Go. You can pick up some, activities, is that right?
Yeah, well, since we couldn't do our Summer Art Camp the way we normally do it, we decided to bag them all up into individual kits, and so parents, grandparents, whoever wants to come and pick up some of these kits that has all of the supplies, well, most supplies, unless it's something that's commonly around the person's home, but it has a picture of the final product, and it has step-by-step instructions. And, you know, this doesn't just have to be summer art camp. It can also kind of help with those who are homeschooling or doing virtual learning. It could be your art class. So we have all ages, and still have several of those left.
You've got a number of things that are going on. What is monthly Dabblers Night?
Well, if you're a member of the Art Center, you have a once-a-month Dabblers Night where you get to just dabble in different forms of art and art experiences. So this month, it's and if you're not a member and you want to check it out, we will have time. You know, you can come and you can check it out, and then we hope that you'll become a member so you can do it every month. But this month, they're going to be painting watercolor cards. So you do need to call the Art Center in advance if you want to participate. We do social distance when we have classes in person, and we sanitize everything in between. So we try to keep this, and we encourage mask wearing, so just keep that in mind when we're doing the classes on site.
And you've got something new, take-home kits and art supplies. What's in your take-home kits?
Well, this is our effort at being resilient here and trying to find ways to keep connected to our community. So the take-home kits and art supplies are, you can just come in and purchase these. We have adult paint by number. We have string art, natural earth paints, crayon rocks, And we're getting some embroidery and calligraphy kits coming soon. And also, one of our local artists, James Walker Henry, has provided a few adult coloring pages that are his own work.
Okay. Now, you're operating under the same temporary hours that you have been since you reopened. Is that right?
For now, we are through the month of August. We'll be 10 to 2 Monday through Friday and noon to 4 on Saturday. We are discussing maybe opening a little more hours starting in September, but we'll let you know that when we talk again then.
And you've got a couple of things. One, you've got office and art space available on your mezzanine level that you're ready to rent, right?
Yeah, we have an office space that opened up. And so if you're out there and you just need a place to either, it could be music lessons, it could be an art studio, or it could be a regular office for any business. But this space is available. And if you're interested, you just need to give us a call at the Art Center. The space is about 16 by 16.
And you also have book a friends and family private art party.
Yes. So again, we are trying to be go with the times here and be resilient. And if you want to have art class and you want to get it together with people you are already in contact with, that's why we're calling it friends and family. We can put together an art class or a painting class, whatever it is you're interested in, and it would just be you and the people you normally socialize with. And so if you're interested in something like that, you can also give us a call.
And as far as the Burlington Capitol Theater, is there anything that's going on?
Yes. First of all, if you are interested in supporting the Capitol Theater, memberships are still available. We will eventually open up again. But also, if you want a message on the marquee, you can, for $50, 3 days, you can put up your message of choice on the marquee, and that helps support the Capitol Theater. And also, we are still renting our space out if you have a private event that you would like to rent the space.
Okay, so again, it's artscenterofburlington.com or burlingtoncapitoltheater.com to find out more information. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, Tammy McCoy, let's hope we return to even more closer to normal in the month of September. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you so much.